Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life.
Today's question for Dr. Wagani Falate is there a way to manage weight gain related to menopause?
Weight gain actually is one of the most common complaints we hear during this phase of life. And there are many reasons for it, and we can go into that. But the best way to manage it is like we do any other aspect of our health. It's maintaining a healthy diet, continuing with your exercise, ensuring you have enough protein intake. So that's a big one. You want to make sure that you have enough protein. So when you do your exercise, you are building more muscle. Muscle is more metabolically active, helps to burn calories. For women who are participating in weight-bearing exercise or strength training, we recommend between 1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight. That can be quite a bit of protein, so it is a bit of homework to get that protein in, but it really does ensure that you are being very efficient with your muscle building exercises. I always tell patients to manage other aspects of your health that are happening along with the weight gain. If you're not sleeping well, if you're having night sweats and hot flashes, well, that's going to contribute to weight gain. We know that when we don't sleep well, we are more likely to have insulin resistance. We eat more calories the next day. So really trying to manage your menopause symptoms. Any coexisting medical conditions that could be happening along the menopause transition. If you're diagnosed with diabetes or impaired glucose tolerance, you want to have that managed as well. But again, the cornerstone is maintaining a regular exercise routine. And like we said, exercise that is weight bearing, strength training is so, so important. And you don't have to sign up for a fancy, expensive gym and, you know, start bench pressing, you know, big loads of weight. You can start with as little as 15 minutes a day, three times a week, has actually been shown to be effective. And you pick up any weight where after about 10 exercises, you start to get fatigue. And sorry, one other point I want to add, a lot of women think that if they go on hormone therapy or menopause hormone therapy, that that's actually going to treat the weight gain. It doesn't. Actually, it's a weight neutral, meaning it doesn't have a direct impact on your weight, but it can help if you're having hot flashes and night sweats and you're not sleeping.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.